It was a keenly contested championship match between St Mary's from Rasharkin and Belfast club Lough Yarrig, and in the closing minutes the atmosphere was charged. With the match lost and three St Mary's players sent off, referee Ray Matthews became a target for their supporters.
When he decided to make his way through this gate and down along the path here back towards the changing rooms, well, that's when the trouble really started. The referee was surrounded by about 20 or 30 people who were kicking and slapping and verbally abusing him. Now, it's only about 200 metres from this point down the path and over the road to the changing rooms in relative safety, but I'm told it took 20 minutes for the referee to get from here to there.
Amongst those who witnessed the assault was former GAA referee Pat McCaffrey, who was an umpire at the match.
I have to say, if the Lough Yarrig people hadn't been there,
they were the other club.
They were the other club. We wouldn't have stood a chance.
Essentially, you were fearful for your life.
Well, I wouldn't say for my life. I'll not go that far. But from a good kicking, yeah.
Antrim County Board came down hard on St Mary's. They've recommended 6 members are suspended, 4 are expelled, and the club is barred from playing hurling and football at senior and under 21 level next season. The expulsions will have to be approved by a county committee. All the sanctions can be appealed. It's not the first time a GAA referee has been attacked like this. In July 2010, Tyrone referee Martin Sludden was assaulted in Croke Park after he'd awarded a controversial late-winning goal in the Leinster final. 3 men from Louth have been charged with assault. The PSNI is involved in this local case too. The club now has 3 days to lodge any appeal against the GAA sanctions. This is a case that could end up being decided both at GAA headquarters in Dublin and in the local courts. Conor McCauley, BBC Newsline, Rasharkin.